Are you going to introduce it, or I just want to?
Today we are upcoming with Parsha Shoftim, which of course brings the mitzvah of having a melech, and the first episode of Malchus in the Navi is by Shmuel, and the people Shmuel gets old, his sons are not following the ways of his father, and the people come, they want new leadership, they say we want a king like all the other nations. And Shmuel is very displeased with that, and seemingly that. But if it's a mitzvah to have a king, why is he angry at the request? And if it is a terrible request, why is Hashem granting that request? And then actually, when he does that, then he threatens and he tells them all the terrible things. And then afterwards, when they do have Shaul as a king, he says, "You've done a chait, and if it's to demonstrate it, there's a." Rain and thunder happens during the wheat season, and then they agree that they sinned, and yet they keep with the institution. So it seems to be going back and forth. Seems to be an ambivalence: king, good thing, bad thing. And what is Shmuel really? What is Shmuel and Hashem's underlying strategy to deal with Klal Yisrael? Rabbi Mann, b'vakasha.
Okay, so in general, as an overview, it seems to me that Shmuel sensed, and of course this was confirmed by Hashem, that even though the Torah does, according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, it's a question whether appointing a king is a mitzvah or just for shus, okay, but still the motivation of the people was corrupt. That is, they didn't request the king because they wanted to fulfill the mitzvahs that are associated with a king. But rather, it seems that, as God says, Osi, that they despised Hashem, which is, what does that mean? I think it means that Shmuel was an extremely righteous judge, and I would say, in general, tended to be strict and enforced the Torah law. And the people chafed, so to speak. It was too much for them. And as he was older, and his sons were not on the same level of righteousness and so forth, they saw an opportunity to change the whole system. Because the problem was that he was a shofet, okay, and the shofet was essentially the leader. So the religious leader also had the power of political, being a political leader. And I believe in their minds, if they would have a king, that would separate the religious from the governmental, and that would make things easier for them. And that exactly was the chait. This was a very serious chait, because the ultimate objective was to find some kind of way where they would not be that beholden to keeping the Torah. And nevertheless, Hashem agreed. Hashem let them do it, because there's a principle of God doesn't prevent you from your own bechira, if that's what you choose. But the way a person wants to go, molichin also, Hashem lets him do it. Okay? And it can lead, like Hashem allowed the Jews to have spies, even though Hashem knew the tremendous dangers of what it would lead to. Because the God doesn't interfere with our free will in that manner. But nevertheless, after Shmuel agreed, then he read them the whole parsha of the king and what it's going to lead to. Be realistic about this. No, it's very exciting. We have a leader and so on and so forth. Yeah, but then after that wears off, your son has to serve the king, taxes, the army, all kinds of practical problems come into play. So that's what Shmuel still wanted, to give them an opportunity to change your mind. It's very, very hard, though, because when people are in the grip of a very strong emotion, it blocks out everything else. They don't see the negatives. Sometimes a person will make, he sees this house. This is his dream house. And he puts everything, yeah, but there's problems. There's going to be taxes, there's repairs, there's this thing, there's a tons of problems. So what happens is, he'll do that, then he moves in, then the excitement wears, doesn't take that long for the excitement to wear off, and then he's left with the problems. And people do that in every area of their life. Okay, they make these purchases, and then they have to mix paint. So you have, that's where you get the debt relief, like Biden just relieves the debt of college students. Even though that's not, I don't know if that's based on a fantasy, but there's fantasy there too. Because I wonder how many college grads looking back, and now they're stuck with this debt, with this loan. Was it really worth it? I mean, is your life that great? You're making so much money, so it's worth it? No, those who really benefited and those who are making a ton of money because of their college, they paid off the loan. No big deal. Anyways, Shmuel tried to reason with them at that point. It didn't work. But then afterwards, as his, because of his love of the Jewish people, and before he takes leave of them, so he wants them to realize that at this point, he wants them to realize that their very request for a king was rooted in corrupt motives. That was a hate. And that's why he brings down this thunder and lightning and so on and so forth. And finally, the people acknowledge. It's very, very important because he wants it to be successful. And it can only be successful if the people realize that it was this emotion. It was an emotional desire to free themselves from having to keep the Torah properly. That was the reason behind their request. If that's the case, then they can mend their ways. They can do tshuva. That's what he told them. Okay, it was the wrong thing. See, ultimately in Judaism, it's not about despair. The important thing in Judaism is not to despair, but to recognize what the chet was. And if you recognize the chet and you do tshuva, so then you'll be okay. Because it was the wrong thing to ask for a king the way you did, but that doesn't predispose that everything's going to be gloom. No. The situation can work out well. In fact, the Torah gives you the possibility of having a king. But it can't work out well if there's a certain corruption there and you are unwilling to recognize it. It's a huge, huge problem. And it's vitally important for them to come to grips with that, to mend their ways and do tshuva. Then the kingship will be successful. So I think that is the overview. That's the gist of what's taking place in these parshas.
All right. Thanks so much, Rabbi. Appreciate it.